Proclamation number 6160 of 10th of January, 1955. To a right servant the judgment of the world shall be worthless. Do not bow to the world's judgment. Do not seek its approval, but only ever be anxious to find my approval for everything you think, speak or do. For the world will always want to influence you contrary to my will. The world will always condemn what is pleasing to me. The distance from the world in the spiritual attitude. For this reason only he can be my right servant who gives nothing to the world's judgment, who only acknowledges me as his Lord and only seeks to fulfill my will. And he will also be able to work successfully for me and my kingdom, for there will always be people who, like him, turn their backs on the world and are open-minded for spiritual speeches and who can only be won over by such messengers who have withdrawn from the world in order to serve me. Even though you, my servants, are still in the midst of the world, all desire for the world's goods must nevertheless have died out in you in order to be able to progress spiritually, in order to be able to devote yourselves to spiritual work without hindrance. For what still belongs to the world is lost to the spiritual kingdom. It is impossible to pay homage to both realms at the same time. It is impossible to receive spiritual things when your hands are stretched out towards the world. They are two quite different realms which man's foot enters whenever his thoughts seek it. Therefore beware of losing your thoughts to the world. And be even more careful not to attach importance to the world's judgment, for this will always be derogatory even towards the most precious gift. Because it is not recognized by those who still belong to the world. You will indeed have to pass through the world, but you can do so with your eyes turned upwards so that your soul will remain untouched by the lure of the world. But in the same way you can also direct your gaze towards everything that appears worldly enticing to you, then the world will keep you bound and prevent your soul from flying upwards, and then you will be in danger of striving towards the wrong aim. And even if worldly people are dear to you, if you are united with them in love and friendship, don't let their judgment determine you to deviate from the spiritual path. Know that they only speak on behalf of the one who wants to wrest you from me, that they are unconsciously his servants who work against me myself. Recognize their judgment as wrong and only make an effort to teach them better, and if you do not succeed in doing so, avoid them for the sake of your soul. Stay on the path you took when your soul ascended into spiritual spheres. Continue to follow this path, for it alone will lead you to the aim, it alone is the path to me. Who am not in the world but in the spiritual kingdom, which can only ever be taken possession of by surrendering the world. Detach yourselves from the world if you want to find entrance into my kingdom. Amen.